Classic Radio, WLAS.
To be with you, Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network, and...
Good morning, everybody.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the show.
What's up, beer drinkers? We got another great show for you again this week.
Here's Dan Hampton and Ed O'Brien.
Hey, it's Conrad Thompson, and you're listening to...
All right, you know why we're here. So if you have any doubts or reservations, now is the time to say so. No one will think any less of you. Because once you enter this family, there's no getting out.
This is where this gets difficult. Nope.
What kind of hotel is this?
How you doing?
With a tear in my eye!
I am coming.
Beat your way!
Frostez warm-ups.
We're doing live.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Party foul.
See you next Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. We're going to try this again, our second attempt after 1 minute of recording and realizing... I don't see an EKG on here, Faust. I was flatlining. This is the Lingus Mafia podcast. I'm Cab Manning, along with Mike Consigliere. That is Fausty Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
And our underboss, the bookie of the year, that is Gregorio.
Bonacetta.
Oh, we were talking off air, on air, but on the Godfather Plus tier, about waking up to lovely tweet DMs this morning, which Fausty alerted me, because I don't ever fucking bother half the time. Like, it's got to be a right time where it pops on the phone where I don't have it open or something. And our buddy old John Ross Sapp. Wasn't that the kid from Dallas, right, Faust? John Ross.
John Ross.
Yeah.
JR.
That's what I always think of. Yeah, he DM'd me to yell at me. I don't even know about yelling. But DM me to say, so Billy's your boy, huh? Like, I have anything to do with what the fuck Billy posts. Who gives a fuck? But apparently, I don't know how Sean would not know that him tweeting that his grandmother died would... Does he expect Billy to go, you know what? Now's the time we offer an olive branch. You know he's going to fucking do that. And so Billy talked shit. And tweeted it out. And I go,
was it just the tweet that said, I can confirm that Sean Ross Sapp's grandmother?
That was cleverly. I thought that was cleverly. Yeah, it was because of the content. But I'm thinking it was because of the Dirty Sheets tweet. Because there he fucking was like, who cares or something. I don't even fuck it. I couldn't even tell you. But I don't think it was fuck her. Nothing like that. But he's like, oh, she's... And I was shocked that he even wrote, oh, she's looking down saying, oh, I never taught this guy anything, which I'm surprised he didn't say looking up. You know how, you know, I was expecting
yes.
that. That's why I was like, oh, I'm shocked.
Thank you, Randy Orton.
Fuck. But I'm like, so Billy talked shit about, you know, oh, ha ha or something, you know, it's waving and goodbye.
Oh, this one.
There you go.
It was the Sapp's tweet where he talked about losing his mama.
I thought it was Mima. It's Meemaw, Faust.
Well, it's spelled M-A-M-A-W. So
Mau-maw. Mau-maw.
Like, Mau-maw.
I think it's supposed to be Meemaw, but...
That's what I thought.
Yeah, but I think it's just a weird southern hillbilly Maumee, Meemaw.
Yeah, I've heard of different variations. That might be one
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, go ahead.
Well, he mentions that... says, the most important person in my life, the entire reason I'm still here, she plucked me out of homelessness, which was always a safe place, taught me the value of hard work and sacrifice, yada, yada. So Billy tweets, homeless, even this prick's parents didn't want him.
Oh, yeah,
in contrast to what he thinks, this poor bitch is looking down, realizing she didn't teach Sapp jack shit.
Well, then. Okay, then. But at the same time, Faust, fuck is that got to do with me? Because I know him, because I know him and I do a show. Mm-hmm. So Faust, if you cursed everybody in the fucking world, I'm responsible for you. I should go. I will never. I will clutch my pearls and Faust. How dare you? And I will not be friends with you because of how you fucking stand. And I'm like, so he's totally not burying a body for somebody and his friends. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not being an alibi for anybody. That's for sure. If shit like that fucking goes down. But at the same time, I said, I'm like, for one, I've met the guy one fucking time. I do a show once a fucking week. Like I'm fucking going to ball games with, you know, what? Who gives a fuck?
Right.
I don't care what he fucking does. And at the same time, like, yeah. And he fucking sent me. Oh, Greg, you got to wake up for bets. And so he sent me a fucking picture of me and my father with Christian talking over it and turned it into Christian or something. I'm like, whatever. So I'm like, he did it to me. Whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's different if it's your friend, obviously, even an enemy fucking sending that to you. But I'm like, yeah, this is fucking who he is. And that's what he fucking does. I don't know what the fuck it has to do with me. But he's got a hard on for me. And what was the threat, Faust? I forget what the threat was to me that, you know, because I'm an enabler of Billy, which is another
thing. You've rubbed elbows with a bigot that threatens to strike women.
Yeah, so all those people that were friends with OJ, I hope they...
this is who you hitch your wagon to.
I hitched my wagon.
Step too far. Watch how it gets handled and don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah, I'm like, watch how it gets handled. So obliterate Billy for all the shit he says. I don't care. It's a beef between the two of them. Fuck, do I give a fuck one way? And so I said also in there about, oh, so all those times that Billy talked this and that about you, I've defended your wife. I've defended your home about where you live and the price you fucking paid. I've to Billy's face as he's on Billy's show attacking somebody he hates. And I have done that. And that's first it was ignored for 50 other fucking sentences. And I kept having to go, never mind this that I've fucking done. And I go, when all you have done to me is send me shit and block me, you won't even talk to me like a regular fucking person. And never a fucking been kind for shit. And then it's, I don't need to fucking be nice to you. Fuck you. One of these things, you know, you're like, thank you very much. So I still didn't fucking reply back. Fuck off. Mm-hmm. I replied, you know, take care and my fucking condolences. And that was fucking, I'm like, well, enjoy.
He said, you've enabled his mentally ill behavior and perpetuated lies about me as well.
Faust, pot and kettle saying hello to each other, mentally ill.
Oh, no shit.
Holy shit. If this isn't fucking mentally ill, he goes into everybody's DMs and yells at them and blocks them. It's fucking beyond fucking mentally ill. It's fucking just weird.
And then
completely.
Turn around and acts like he's Mr. Fucking Nice Guy.
That's the biggest problem. And I tell him over and over, the only problem I've ever had with you is you doing this stupid kind of shit, diving into shit and yelling at people and fucking leaving. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if I fucking met him, I wouldn't give a fucking two shits one way or the other. I would say hello if he said hello. I say, I don't give a fuck. Whatever. I got no fucking problem. Now I got a fucking problem. So shit gets directed toward me for fucking doing absolutely nothing. I have a fucking problem. So I'm not one to fucking start shit, but I sure as fuck do finish things. So let's just hope Mania's in Vegas, Faust. I would like to sit down and buy him an ice cream and have a conversation. That's all. I would love to have a conversation. I said to him, too, I said, so I do a show with fucking Joe Feeney, not do a show, but on his network. So I say, go fucking ask him about me, for one. And also, I'm like, guess who's his own fucking man, Faust? Because Billy had a fucking fit when I said, yeah, I'm on fucking Joe's network now, too. And it's either this or that. No, it's fucking not. I'll do what I fucking want, and you will decide what you want to fucking do. And he does show with me. So that's another thing. I don't fucking adhere to either you fucking are this or that. That's the last thing you're going to fucking tell me, either this or that. And you make a choice. No, you make a fucking choice. It's the same people who need to make a choice if they want to fucking listen to my show or if they fucking don't, because I do a show with a man once a week that they don't like. What's funny is I'll get messages on that other Dirty Sheets thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to my new friend, Adam Pierce's porn double. That's his name. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. He looks like Adam Pierce in good shape. I said, that's nice. And so he writes this whole diatribe of, Billy, you're a piece of, like, he goes off on Billy, right? And it's like two different things. He does one, he does another one. And it's always in the hidden thing because you don't even know it's there. You go and look every once in a while. Half the time it's Chinese porn on a fucking mass group. Like, you see all of ours hidden? All it is fucking porn for as far as your eye can see. Have you checked our fucking hidden messages for us?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It goes on forever. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. It's come look at my site.
Anytime he takes a shower, he goes, let me look.
Let's see.
All the scroll, same ones.
Yeah, it's all the messenger voice. Yeah, it's all the, and it's group messages and 50 people are attached and all that shit.
Yeah.
So I tell the guys, yeah, you know, fuck you, choke on a dick. You probably like it in your ass instead of in your mouth. It goes on and on, right? And so what's always funny with that, because it's to Billy, but the people don't know half the time. The way that Twitter works is Billy will text me and say, put this on there. He doesn't have access to do it himself. So it's like, if it's something that is going to get that account banned, then I go, it will account banned. If he's just talking shit about someone, ain't threatening, ain't this and that, that's on him, whatever. So it goes out. So they think that Billy's reading these messages. So I just write the guy back and I'm like, hey, just so you know, you'll have to message Billy at lock bedding because he won't ever see this. So he won't see this. And by the way, I love your fucking screen profile name. Faust, all afternoon, we're friends talking back and forth. he goes, you're cool, but Billy's a fucking asshole, this and that. And I'm like, it is what it is. You don't like him. You don't like him, whatever. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's that. And I said, he's got a problem with Sap. Sap's got a problem with him. I got nothing to fucking do with either of it. So, and he goes, yeah, I got a problem with Sap too. He's like, I can go that far as making fun of somebody dying or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it's on him. I don't give a fuck, really. And I said, but I'm from that old school Stern thing where wasn't he mentioning digging up man cow's dead daddy's skull and fucking it in the eye and all that, you know? So, I mean, he's wishing AIDS on people and to bleed on their families. It was fucking, those were fun shows for us. And guess what? I was still a fan of Stern, Faust. I didn't go like this. Dig up Mankowski. How dare you? How dare you? That would have been, it would have been, if this is the same, Faust, it would have been that. I would have been offended by Howard talking about Mankow's father, and I refuse to ever listen to Howard again. Now I refuse to listen to Howard because it's just boring, but that's a different fucking...
You're the president on last
Faust,
week.
My mother gave me the code so I could actually fucking go in and listen because she goes, didn't you just listen to it? Then on the it's on the app. And I go, I don't have the Howard subscription part. I go, I haven't had that in a long fucking time. A long time ago, Faust. So she gave it to... That was a fine interview. I mean... You know, he does great fucking interviews. I don't, you know.
A lot of ass kissing.
There is. There is. It's, you know, I would have loved to, you know, pin somebody down on this and that. But I also think it's a part of he's trying to poke back at old Trump because Trump shit on him at one point, too, when they were buddies afterwards. And, you know, it's you like me, I don't like you. It's all that shit. So I think that was a lot of, well, let me, because at first when he goes, your opponent, and I'm like, you're going to say his name? And then eventually he fucking said it. But I'm like, all right. But yeah, it's, I think it's the whole let me help and hopefully this fucking does. I think back in the day, it probably helped more. So, like, I think he had influence back when he was hot and on radio and shit. And he'd be like, everyone needs to vote for this person. And I think you had the blind Oprah crew that did. And it was like, what? I mean, I was part of that. Whatever you say, sir. I'm a soldier. I'll kill anybody who fucking doesn't like Howard, you know? One of those, now you go, whatever. Now I don't even fucking know what happens because, you know, they don't do the Sibian now. They can't do that, God forbid. I don't like the hypocrisy that Howard has with the hypocrisy to me drives me out of my fucking mind with everything. That's my main, the bane for my existence is that shit. So it's Now he has that, the fucking blacklist where don't mention certain people's fucking names. Certain people can't be said, where before it was, everything was a go before it was plunked on the phones, whatever. Now everything is fucking screened and everything has to be watched and edited out of the second airing when somebody says something. He did one thing. That guy, Matt Fried, or Matt Friend, Faust, that guy who does all the impressions.
Right.
Did you hear that he did the one? He called in and was doing the Howard deal, and he mentioned Stamos in the hot tub with Rebecca Romijn and the wife, saying how, yeah, we had something going on in the thing. And Howard mentioned for a second, it's cut out, completely cut out of the next fuck. And I'm like,
wow.
So what the fuck is that? What are you hiding with?
Yeah.
You can't. Oh, you mentioned.
It makes it worse if you.
It really does.
Acknowledge
you go,
it.
You go, why would this be hidden away? It's fucking bizarre to me. So that's the update with Billy and old Sean, where let them fucking go to town. I literally said I would love to see them have a real fucking fight. Have a real fucking knockdown drag out, a proper fight to where if someone's knocked out, it's stopped. Nobody's getting kicked in the head while they're unconscious. One of those fucking shitty deals, right? You get beat up, it's a fucking fight. And I said to Pierce's porn double, I said to him, I got to send you his picture. I'm going to send you his picture.
Hey, speaking of fight, can we get him on the undercard for Tyson Paul?
I don't know if anybody know either of them on that level. That would be the problem.
When is that fight? Is it June? July?
Is it July?
I don't know.
It's one of those, right? June or July?
Yeah, it's one of the J. It's summer. Still looking for the odds, and this still haven't put them up yet on any of my apps.
It's a work.
Don't say it, Faust. Don't fucking say it. I don't want to fucking know about that. Here, I'm going to send you guys Adam Pearce's porn double picture. You can see.
That's officially sanctioned now as of yesterday.
As of yesterday? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. They can come up with it's Saturday, July 20th.
Okay, June. Oh, you say July. June or July? Okay.
July.
There's your picture, Greg.
That's funny.
Yeah, I know. He does. Bald, tall man in shape. He's fucking porno guy.
I was going to say, isn't that the real porn guy or no? I'm trying to think.
Maybe it is. Maybe he just got a guy's picture there. Fucking
porn guy that I remember. There was like a meme going around where like he's playing a doctor and like it was a meme like people thought he was a real doctor.
Oh, that's
like,
great.
I forget what the joke was, but yeah.
Well, I always see the guy with the beard and the glasses, and it was from an ad on TV, and the guy uses him as his avatar and says shit. You've seen that, right?
Barry McCockiner?
Is that what that one is? Barry McCockiner. I sound familiar, Faust. My doctor. He checked my prostate, but both his hands were on my shoulder.
Many variations of that same fucking account. It's always the same picture. And sometimes it's just Barry, and then it's. I think the original was Barry McCockiner.
Barry McCockiner, so great. Or Willie Fistigash. Oh my god! So we had the old draft this week, Faust. Somebody bring me down for my fucking clout. I was laughing.
I was surprised we didn't start with this. I thought you were going to dance in a jig.
Faust, so I'm busy, right? This on the back of Missalingus, by the way, on if you guys see on the Godfather Plus. So I sat down and did the draft when it was time. I was very proud of myself that the first six I nailed. I nailed the position of seven, but what I got the
did?
Guy
did you
wrong.
Make a mock, and then you wrote down who was actually picked?
We did on the show the mock thing, kind of, right? But I had Falcons was completely wrong for me, obviously. I thought they were going to take, the first defensive guy I thought they would take. Well,
everybody got the Falcons
holy
wrong,
God.
Including the Falcons.
Big fucking time. Including the Falcons. Did you see Arthur Blanky sitting there going, what the fuck? And they're like explaining, no. You see them doing the wrestling pantomime, Faust. They're like this. No. He cuts his ankle. And he cuts his Achilles. That means Penix goes in. Oops, and there goes my earpiece. See, this is what happens. Can't step on stuff while you're recording. That's better. So I write down, and it's funny because I think Billy was giving out gambling stuff because he goes, who do the Giants take at six? And I said, Neighbors. And so, like, and then I never, like, even heard back after that. So I think he gave out, like, the top people or something to, like, here you go. And I was like, fuck, man, if we fucking gambled on those fucking the top, we would have had something here for a while. But then where do you cut it off? Because I was pretty sure, up till fucking nine. Because I had said Rome, Adunze from fucking get-go, and they were, like, they didn't think it would happen. They thought it would be taken away. And I'm like, I don't, not, I mean, they were talking about, well, maybe if there was a trade up to the Falcons in front of them. But I had hit all of these going up to the, like I said, the Titans where I had them take, I believe I had them take Fashanu over Latham. That was the difference of, it was both, there we go, with work calling, of course, with, a tackle, but it was the wrong tackle. That was it.
Mine had just ranked two to make the trifecta.
What did you say? All three of them. Say it again?
I said my phone had ranked two to complete the trifecta, except I'm professional and have mine on silent.
Oh, you said of a... You put your work phone on silent? That's a real professional. Well, you're off duty. You don't give a shit. There you go. Yeah, I'll put mine on silent. So, yeah, I'm looking at this fucking Bears roster. And I like, you start to fucking, you know, you do delusions of grandeur, of course. And I'm like, nobody's beating them this year.
That's insane. Undefeated. Money down yet.
I need to.
The odds have probably shifted already.
They had to have shifted.
Let's see here.
This fucking... So, obviously, the biggest fucking problem is the offensive line, which is, I would say at this point, they signed quite a few guys. It's not like they got all fucking... all-star. It is at worst mid of the road, right? So you're not like, oh, fuck, running for your life, but you're not also, I'm sitting there for the rest of my fucking life. So I'm like, okay, that's doable still. And always with a grain of salt, Caleb breaks his fucking legs. Goodbye. The season's fucking over. I don't care who the fuck is there, right? But I said, this offense, this might be a real fucking... Faust, he might break that 4,000 the first fucking year as a Bear, and no one's ever like, this would be some wild shit.
I was gonna say, has a rookie ever come into a better situation with?
I don't think so.
Two really good, you know, two receivers already. Then you draft the fucking top guy.
Yeah, so there's three monsters, and then they have two tight ends who were fucking beasts because they got the guy I can't ever remember his fucking name. He's from Seattle. And I think he was also, was he in Chargers too? I think Seattle though, they're tight end. They took
Fatu or something. I forgot. It was a Samoan dude, right?
I think it is. So they take him. Who's a fucking, like a catch the ball, more of a streak receiver guy, tight end, and Komet, who was a monster last year and who is not guys supposed to catch the ball. But I'm like, I don't understand the real difference. Oh, the blocking tight end is the one catches them. I'm like, fucking, you should be able to do both. So I'm like, okay, so they got both that. And then they get Swift for a fucking running back in the offseason too. So I'm like, this is, fuck, if Williams is half of what the fuck he's supposed to be, almost, like first year, I give that grace of first year. Okay, you fucking got to learn shit. It's the NFL. He'd been throwing around with DJ Moore, who had said, he's already doing, he does the anticipation throws, which is better already, which means because Fields fucking never, Fields wait for you to turn and look at you like it's a playground. So he's like,
yeah, trust the process. Yeah. Trust the route.
And he goes, we just got to get on the same page on a few things, like, you know, knowing where everybody's going to be in chemistry, all that shit. But I'm like, oh, fuck. Okay. So that's good. And then after week 10, to the end, the number one total defense was the Bears, which, because the beginning of the season, they had the guy who was the pervert who they fired.
And, that's right.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yeah. And so it was.
Did it ever come out exactly what happened?
They never said anything. I think he was busy jerking off online and it was porn on the computers at work.
Whoops.
Yeah, exactly. So after he goes away, the fucking defensive coordinator is the head coach, who was the defense coordinator in Indy, who knows what the fuck he's doing. All of a sudden, it's a different fucking team. You're like, oh, okay. So they go there. So you go, okay. I heard someone go, okay, then top five. Let's be, you know, conservative. Top five fucking defense. So I'm like, they have to get a pass rush. Other than, as Obi would say, sweet. They have to get a pass rush.
Right.
So you want to hear their odds?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. To win the whole thing, plus 4,000.
It's worth putting $10 on.
So it's they're 16. They're right in the middle of the pack. Not doing too much. Not falling behind. The Costanza zone.
I want, you know what? It would have been good.
What about NFC?
Now, to win the division.
Oh, that's got to be way fucking less.
Plus 370. Oh. And that's third. That's third in the division. But to make the playoffs, minus 132.
Yeah. Make the playoffs is, they better fucking make the fucking playoffs unless there's injuries. Mm. But people go 10 wins. I go, they should have had 10 last year with the three fucking blowing the guys. Mm-hmm. Fucking blew all the fucking leads. Who's the leads? It was like, what the fuck? So, like, I would assume 10 is going to be the over-under for the fucking year, and I'm going over then. I would say 11.
See, I could look them up.
And
right
I would
now,
say in the beginning is the one that's like, maybe that slow start to start. And then once they're fucking moving, which is kind of what you want to do, get in and be hot to the fucking touch. Yeah. And then
they have them here at 8.5.
Oh my God. 8.5. Mm-hmm. Greg, I might send you 50 later today. 8.5.
It's minus insane. 150 the over.
Oh, see. Fuck.
Yeah, they juiced it.
No wonder. I'm like, I'm going to be rich.
Wait. If you think it's going to move. Well, yeah, wait till it moves to 9.5 and then. Well, I can't move it right now.
Oh, I would say we'd have to move it, I would think. You know what'd be even worth it is once we're able to fuck around, I would put it at 10.5. I think your odds would be real fucking good. Then you put down a little bit, you know?
You might get a plus number on there.
Yeah. So I would totally fucking do that. But I heard one of the so called, it was like a player expert, one of the fucking, I don't even know who the fuck it was, but they were ranking a talking head that was formerly. And so he said his rankings were Niners and Eagles. I don't know if it was Eagles, Niners, whatever. Same shit, right? And then he said tied for third in the NFC is now Detroit and Chicago. He said he wouldn't say who could be in time. So I would assume Minnesota's not going into the playoffs, but I think all the other three will. And that division's going to kill the shit out of each other. So that means no home field for anybody in that division. Everybody's going to get beat up. Mm-hmm. The Bears always own the fucking Lions, no matter what the Lions are. They like beat them.
Yeah.
So hell, they should have swept them last year. Who knows if fucking Caleb now gets ownership back of the fucking Bears against the Packers.
Oh, that's right. The Bears blew that guy, right?
Yeah, against the Lions, right?
Against the Lions, yeah.
They were up by a fucking ton and lost. So I was like, fuck, they should have swept them. And then they beat them on the next time. But it was like, should have fucking swept their ass. Then it was the same thing with Denver. They fucking blew it. And Denver was shit. They blew that one, which I was glad for because I'm trying to get that fucking pick at that point where I'm like, fuck this, get everybody out of here. And then they did it to Cleveland. They were ahead in Cleveland.
Oh, like, that's right.
Fucking Christ. And so, I mean, like, Cleveland and Detroit are good teams.
No shame in losing to Cleveland.
Fuck. That was the week I was there, Faust. I was gone. That was that game where the Duchess's friend, her boyfriend came out. He went to the bar while I went to the game. And I go, what the fuck? Because we had money on the Niners on that one. I was like, what the fuck is this shit? It's like, it was raining. God forbid the Niners can't play in the fucking rain. Can't do that. Are you guys happy with your pick wherever it is here? Oh, yeah. They got to get a white receiver, Foss. What are they doing?
Not what I was expecting.
Yeah, I was underwhelmed.
Wait, I expected old Kool-Aid, Foss.
Expecting Kool-Aid and then, or the white corner. And then I saw fucking Mike Silver's like, oh, it's Dijon or whatever his name is, the white corner. I was like, all right, cool. We need
a white corner named Dijon. Come on.
Exactly.
Who you liked.
And he's like, whoops, I was premature to receive.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, I get it. I think they're looking at next year. They add a third weapon. And then the year after that, either Debo or fucking Ayuk's probably gone.
Is Ayuk, his isn't even up yet, and he's crying though? They get the crybaby shit
before.
Well,
this is what always happens with the top guys. You're going into your fifth year, you want the extension before you go into your fifth.
Yeah. I'm very interested to see, because I think this is the first time, like, with the Bears, they have, not first time for the Bears, but the first time I think in the fucking NFL, three fucking star receivers and not one of them is a fucking crybaby about give me the fucking ball. I can't even believe that's a possibility. But
give it time.
And what's funny is Baby Jonathan goes, it's because they've always gotten the ball. They've never complained. Well, that's true. So I'm like, all right, well, all of them seem to be, I mean, DJ Moore has said 50,000 times, and with Fields not throwing to him half the fucking time, he was like, I don't care. Fucking win. I don't give a fuck what the, you know, one of those deals. But, we'll fucking see. I'm trying to get Baby Jonathan to come on up for the Niner game against the Bears. And he's like, I want to see a win. And he goes, it's a possibility. I go, yeah, it's a fucking possibility. I go, I don't know why they seem to play them hard. Like, it's, there are certain teams that just always are good with other ones when they have no fucking business. Like, I mean, the Bears beat them that week one with the other quarterback, of course. But, you know, it was like, what the fuck? It just weird shit. So, and then when we went to the last time we even went to that game, that was when the Niners weren't the greatest, though, then.
No, they weren't.
No.
That was the...
That was the Bears' year to be good, and it was like the Niners almost beat them. And I was like, what
the fuck?
I think
that was Jimmy was hurt. So that's when he blew his knee up.
Yeah, thank you.
That was that season.
We can never say it without a fucking smile.
You know what's funny is, like, before the draft, you know, they're doing the pre-draft presser with Shanahan and Lynch.
Yeah.
And they're making jokes. Like, Kyle's like, yeah, we'll probably draft a running back too high, probably like third round or something. It won't work out. That's what they've been doing. Like, they've been drafting guys, and then they draft one in the fourth round.
Jesus Christ.
All right. One less.
And then you hear, oh, this guy started one college game, and it was the a bowl game because the starter decided to sit out.
Oh.
But then you see his, you know, his combine numbers for how big is he? He's like 225 or something like that. And he ran a 4.33. And they said the only other person that's ran a 40 at that size is DK Metcalf. You're like, oh, okay. Well, let's see what this guy, if he has any other skills besides get it and go.
Yeah. Like, who got the fucking speed demon? The fuck was there?
Was Kansas City. Chiefs?
Oh, yeah. The last one. Fuck. That's, no, it wasn't. They moved up. Catch? They moved up to get him. Yeah. Worthy from Texas. Yeah, that was it.
But can he catch, though?
You would hope. Yeah. Well, he's got enough time. He'll be by himself. He fucking wait for like a punt. Here we go. Fuck.
Al Davis is envious.
Yeah.
Folding chair, waiting for it.
You know, it's funny. You know how last week, you know, you were saying, like, yeah, it's not a deep draft once after the fourth round. I even heard fucking Lynch say, yeah, you know, these late round picks, they're dart throws anyway.
There you fucking. Except for one guy. I was dying to, like, I wanted fucking Jerry Rice's kid, right? And I'm like, just because. You get a name or something like that. And they're talking about, oh, maybe Caleb feel more comfortable. You get another fucking wide receiver from where he played with.
So he played with.
They fucking both of his star receivers go in the seventh, which then makes me feel even better about Caleb, because I go, he put up those numbers with guys that didn't fucking go for shit.
Right.
Good luck with fucking Moore and Allen and fucking Odunze. I'm like, oh my God, that's fucking like crazy shit where they're both the seventh fucking round. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe like the Niners just don't go, wow, fucking seventh.
Yeah.
You go, fuck it. I mean, the Bears had four fucking picks.
He said he didn't want to play for the Niners. He was hoping they wouldn't draft him.
Really? Eh, too much to,
Yeah, he's like, I want to carve out my own legacy.
Yeah, good luck to you, kid. It's,
instead
really.
T.O.'s kid.
That's great. I really want to see, my bet money on it is that Jerry would be like, fuck you, let's go Niners when he had to play the Chargers. I think he is so, I think he's going to be like talking shit. Fucking Niners kick your ass instead of.
Yeah, preseason.
There's no way he's wearing a Charger hat to fucking support his son, because you always get that, you know,
his,
it's my son. Field. Fuck this. 100%. He's way into it, Faust. If anyone loved me some me, Faust, it's Jerry. He really
he's got a brand to promote.
I'm like, oh my God. I'm just totally waiting for him to be like, yeah, we're going head to head this year. My team against his team. And we're like, what the fuck? Fucking support your son, you asshole. Fucking don't bother. Let's go over to the other side where I will then call my work back for a moment. Never fails because today is the gathering of the Juggalos get day and they have to gather all my parts. And then I go into the office. You know, since I have to go work at Wonder Ice Cream, that's where I work, Faust. And so I hope Sean Ross Sapp doesn't have them called and, you know, get me banned from there. Mm. So.
You know who this guy associates with?
A man who is threatened to do this. Thank you, sir. Click. All right, kids. We're going over to the other side. That is patreon.com/LingusMafia. We didn't tell you that in the beginning, actually. That's where you want to get all of our bonus content, other halves of shows, the wrestling stuff, Wrestle Lingus Show without commercials, on time all the time. You get all those multiple shows from us and the pay-per-view that is this weekend exclusively on patreon.com/LingusMafia. Also, TikTok, Instagram, X, YouTube, everything is at Lingus Mafia. That's it, kids. We'll fucking see you over there.
No cap.
What? You haven't signed up to patreon.com/LingusMafia yet? Not only will you get the second half of this show on time on Tuesdays, you can also go back in our history for over 500 plus shows, like episode 101, where we had the first ever Miss Wrestlingus pageant, and Fausti voted for Paige. Pre-implants
is Paige.
Wow.
I'm disgusted by all of you.
So am I.
Now, who voted for fucking Paige? You're in trouble, Faust.
I didn't know this was
I know you like a freak with the black hair. I know about you already with this. You would rather fuck Paige than fuck Lana. I'm looking at you, Fausti. Shame on you as a man. Shame on you. I can't even fuck. I couldn't. I'm like, this is the most outrageous of all the people. Paige wins.
Specials galore, like Between Two Calves, where I record my brother without him knowing it.
I could care less if the guy salutes Hitler on the fucking field. You could throw a fucking good pass. Thank you. As soon as you throw an interception, I'm going to go, how dare you kneel for the flag? You win? Okay. I go, fuck, let's all fucking urinate on it. I don't care. Let's use it to wipe. You win a touchdown? Okay, let's wipe with it. We'll fucking tear it in half.
We'll piss on the stars. We'll wipe with the stripes.
Which color you want? Give me the white. Stripes, I'll color it myself.
So get on over to patreon.com/LingusMafia and see what you've been missing.
I can do anything I want because my dad is dead. And we'll see you next Tuesday.
You're either Lingus or against us.
And together, we're assholes.
Best podcast in the world.
I am the best. On this microphone, nobody can touch me.
Yours truly.
I'm done. Show's over. Good day.
Fade to black.